For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Boston made history Monday by swearing in the city's first black police commissioner. Born and raised in Dorchester, Commissioner William Gross first joined the Boston Police Department as a cadet in 1983. At the swearing-in, Gross thanked the city leaders who came before him.
We had men and women that were visionaries to move us to the next step so that one day it doesn't matter where you're at from the city, we can call you police commissioner.
Chicago had an unacceptably violent weekend. Those words Monday from the city's police superintendent. At least 11 people were killed and 53 injured in shootings between Friday and Sunday. At a news conference alongside police leaders, Mayor Rahm Emanuel called on communities affected most by gun violence to do more to help authorities.
What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
12 more women are suing the University of Southern California and a former gynecologist, Dr. George Tyndall. Dozens of women accused Tyndall of sexually harassing and assaulting them during medical exams over a period of decades. They say USC knew about the alleged abuse and did nothing. The latest suit filed by attorney Gloria Allred.
We are now representing a total of 36 alleged victims in these lawsuits. And we expect to be filing even more lawsuits in the near future on behalf of other USC students.
Attorneys for some victims have argued that following an internal investigation of complaints against Tyndall in 2016, the university paid Tyndall a substantial financial settlement so he would quietly resign. The government star witness in the financial fraud trial of Paul Manafort testified Monday that he embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from the former Trump campaign chairman and told jurors that he and Manafort committed crimes together, depositing money in secret overseas accounts. Witnesses described Gates as Manafort's right-hand man. He accepted a plea deal. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The second earthquake to rock Indonesia was even scarier than the first. The July 29th quake was 6.4, Sunday's was 6.9. Monday, tourists were desperately trying to evacuate, but one person from New York says she's staying put to help. Bivadenba Schmitz was already in Lombok, Indonesia, volunteering with her kids when the quake hit.
It was very fortunate that all the 80 children were in their mosque for their evening prayers. And in a setting like this, the mosque is a very open space, so nobody got injured because they could just walk out of the field right next to the mosque. So that was a big relief that everybody was okay. But the damage to the buildings is quite severe. So we were lucky that nobody was inside the other buildings.
Around 100 people were killed, thousands of tourists waiting to be evacuated. Federal investigators sifted through the wreckage of a twin-engine airplane that crashed in a Santa Ana parking lot Monday, killing the five people on board. Orange County Fire Captain Steve Cazialdi tells KTTV emergency crews responded after the plane hit an unoccupied parked car in the lot of a Staples store and a CVS pharmacy.
They tried to see anything they could do to treat the patients, but they were already deceased.
The group was traveling Sunday aboard the Cessna 414 aircraft from Concord, California, to Orange County for a real estate conference. Although the pilot declared an emergency, he didn't state the nature of his problem. Witnesses at the scene say they didn't hear any sputtering from the engine, with some guessing that the plane had run out of fuel. There was no explosion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.